453-2202.
After 8 years of delay, those allegedly responsible for the attacks of September the 11th will finally face justice. They will be brought to New York, to answer for their alleged crimes in a courthouse just blocks away from where the Twin Towers once stood. I am confident in the ability of our courts to provide these defendants a fair trial, just as they have for over 200 years. The alleged 9/11 conspirators will stand trial in our justice system before an impartial jury under long-established rules and procedures. I also want to assure the American people that we will prosecute these cases vigorously, and we will pursue the maximum punishment available. These were extraordinary crimes, and so we will seek maximum penalties. Federal rules allow us to seek the death penalty for capital offenses, and while we will review the evidence and circumstances following established protocols, I fully expect to direct prosecutors to seek the death penalty against each of the alleged 9/11 conspirators.
All right, and that's where we start. That happened heading into the weekend, as many of you know. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was the voice of our Attorney General, Eric Holder. Here's the thing. How many of you, raise your hand, really want to see Khalid Sheikh Mohammed try just down the road, a stone's throw away from ground zero? Here's how it breaks down in the new CNN poll. You might be surprised. Almost two-thirds of Americans want Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other 9/11 plotters to get a military trial instead of a civilian court trying them. 64% of the people who responded prefer the blotters to be tried by a military court run by the U.S. Armed Forces. How about that? 34 say the detainees should be brought to trial in a criminal court run by the civilian justice system. 78% of those who responded favor the death penalty for Mohammed, do you think? Including 19% who say they generally oppose the death penalty, but think it's appropriate for the Sheikh. Bravo, America. Somebody has some sense out there. And this was a CNN poll. 800-259-5791. As always, we're swinging the doors open to you. Our leadoff man, Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, hello. Hey. Hey,
hello.
Yeah, look. Anyway, I got a song for you. You know, I think that there's nothing wrong with the Redskin name. Nothing is fair.
I love it. That is very, very clever. So people know, we were talking in the previous hour on America Tonight that the Supreme Court has thrown out this suit to get rid of the logo for the Washington Redskins, and they don't like the whole idea of the Redskins. There were tribe members who brought it up at various times, and this went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they said, no, it doesn't have the merit because of when it was filed, basically, because they've had this nickname for eons since 1933. So I got your point.
Yeah, okay. We're on different sides of the equation on that one, I guess, or the fence, actually. You know, Sarah Palin is going to be here. I'm going to see her in a couple of days here in the city of Grand Rapids, Michigan. She's going to be starting off her book tour.
And, yes.
I'm going to have a book for her to sign, but it's not going to be the book that she wrote. I bought another book here, and the title of the book is Badass by Ben Thompson.
Really?
That's right. And I'm not even going to ask her to write anything. I'm just going to bring a little lipstick and have her, you know, on, and get one of them quick bull lips right there on the front cover. $1 million. Electric president.
I like it. I wonder if she'll play along. I think that's intriguing.
If you see on like the news that, you know, some old Marine was arrested for presenting, you know, a dangerous lipstick or something to her, you know what
right.
happened.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You know, I'm wondering, you know how in a criminal case, evidence that the prosecutor has.
Yeah.
Right? I wonder how that's going to work with this thing here with the terrorists. Are the lawyers for the terrorists going to want the names of all the CIA agents? Are they going to want the methods and the systems that were used to triangulate their communications? And, you know, I wonder how that's going to work. I think Obama is he's going to be saying, man, I should have spent more time on this decision instead of the one in Afghanistan, because he's putting himself in a situation where he cannot win. I don't believe he's going to make any friends with this decision. And I'll leave it at that, because we already talked about that yesterday. And one more thing, this guy, this old guy that's playing for Minnesota, he's now leading the league in quarterback rating. Did you know that?
I know. It's unbelievable. Brett Favre is amazing, 40 years old, and yes. He's the king of the hill, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the stats yesterday. He's at 107, the rating of 107. And in his entire career, he never got over 100. And, I mean, I would hate to be the defense there, because, you know, if you try to concentrate on him, they got a heck of a running back called Peterson that's averaging, like, you know, 7 yards a carry, too. So, anyway.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
I'll let the other guys come in and talk, because them boys from New York probably got something to say about that little terrorist thing they have up there. I just get, you know, memories of the Roman Empire, when they would bring their enemies to Rome, and the people would laugh and spit on them, and here we're going to give them a nice little court hearing. Unbelievable.
I know. I agree. I don't think there's any way they should be tried on U.S. soil, and certainly not in New York. Tomas, thanks. You have a good one. Speaking of the whole deal in New York, already the U.S. Marshals, of course, are promising, ooh, don't worry, we got the highest security possible. We know how dangerous terrorism suspects have been in the past. Since the announcement on Friday, the one you just heard from the Attorney General, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of the 2001 attacks and the four accused henchmen, basically, would be brought from Gitmo to New York to face that civilian federal trial. We are ready. We are getting everything ready to go. The prosecution is planned for a court complex, as I mentioned, just a couple of blocks from the World Trade Center towers, or where they were destroyed, because, of course, we haven't seen them since 2001. And it is one of the most secure ones. I know that. I've been in that courthouse a couple of times. They're going to close off streets, I'm sure. They're going to have 24-hour guards. They're going to have an anti-truck bomb barricade set up. They're going to have video cameras so that they can read the print off of a person's newspaper when they go by. That's how careful they have to be, because, you know, this could be a terror target again. Think about it. And there have been other spectacles that have happened there, including the 93 bombing of the Trade Center. Remember that? And a plot to blow up 5 landmarks in New York City. And, of course, then the one to blow up the plane over the Far East. And there have been some others. But I still think you are rolling the dice, baby. New York is rolling the dice with this one, or actually the Attorney General and the administration, by trying these guys there. But, you know, you might see it from a different point of view. Tomas did bring up a kind of an interesting angle. It's sort of like you bring them into the den that they, you know, almost really, not almost, that they destroyed. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River.
All right, we're talking about a couple of different things, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the fact that he and his co-conspirators are going to be tried in New York City. It's a great big fair or foul. I'll tell you this. If anything happens in New York City, that is it for Barack Obama as far as re-election. If, God forbid, any bomb goes off, which I am not hoping for, any kind of crazy thing happens, because remember, terrorists could certainly use this as a place to pinpoint, okay, hey, you got our guys in there, we're gonna show you. I mean, who knows? They're gonna seal it off like Fort Knox, but doesn't mean you can't penetrate the system somehow, some way. And if it does happen, that is disastrous for Obama. Kate Hagen with you here on these airwaves, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and everywhere in between. We've got a dungeon member, a new member of the dungeon that we're going to throw in. We'll see if he accepts the key, because if you've never heard it, this is how it works. Somebody who's just done something too over the top for me, or I think deserves to spend some time in jail, we'll throw him in. Send him a key, him or her, by the way. And if they accept the key, come on the show as a guest, boom, we let them out of the dungeon. Not too many takers in the past, although I have sent out hundreds of keys, to be honest, in the past 3 years. Maybe we'll get one of our first ones. I will give you a hint. It has to do with money and power. Could be almost anybody, right? Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate. Are we talking Bud Adams there?
No, not Bud Adams, but very good, my friend, because, of course, for people who don't know, the owner of the Tennessee Titans did the old bird to the Buffalo fans, and that was not handled too well on his part, I think, and he apologized.
Well, he said money and power, so, you know, those NFL owners, you know, so.
Yeah, but, it was a good guess.
But anyway, though, I thought I was going to call up and talk about disaster, so. Now, hey, I was just going to ask you, did you catch 2012?
I did. I talked about it last hour. I saw it. I actually thought it was good. It was different than what I thought the movie was going to be about. And it was over the top effects and everything. But there was, I don't know, there was something riveting about it. I went to it today, and I liked it.
Yeah? Well, that's good. I was headed to see it, but somehow I ended up stuck on a mountain for 2.5 hours, so. In a snowstorm, so
you didn't see it?
No, I got down to Salt Lake, about, went too late where I was tired and said, nah, I don't want to be tired, I want to watch it, you know, so.
Right.
So I'll catch it probably this coming weekend, so since you said it's pretty good, so. But, boy, it did, like, I think $225 million worldwide just on the weekend, so that's not too bad.
I know, and somebody gave me a free ticket, and that's what intrigued me, so I thought, I'm going to go see it, and I did, I mean, I liked it. Let's just put it this way, you'll be entertained, especially you and I are movie people, so I think you'll appreciate it for what it is. You'll like it.
Yeah, Rollo Emmerich there, he seems to roll out some big films, so.
Yes, yes.
You know, so, anyway, though, I just hope when this thing goes down in New York, you know, they're talking about with all these wacko liberal judges that they've got there, you know, if they throw this thing out and let these guys go, could you imagine how ticked off? People there in New York are going to be. I mean, I was just kind of thinking about that. Like, you got people there that are going to be there, you know, that friends and family were killed in the attack and, you know, and it's some technicality. From what I understand, they didn't follow the American Book of Justice in bringing these guys to, you know, they didn't read them the rights. And, yeah, they were, you know, a lot of things that were done that, a judge could basically just throw it out and say, let them go. You know, and, boy, I'll tell you, that wouldn't that be a backfire on New Yorkers? I mean, here you keep putting these liberal judges in, and one of them lets the guys go and kills your family.
Oh, no, it would backfire on Barack Obama and everybody in concern. You heard me read the CNN poll, and overwhelmingly, really, honestly, I was surprised by that. A lot of the people, and again, it's a poll, it's a sampling, but a lot of people felt that they normally wouldn't even go for the death penalty. They said, yeah, definitely death penalty, and thought that they should not be tried in New York. So how about that?
Yeah, so, it's...
Crazy.
The question is what they're going to do with all these guys from going that they have down at Gitmo and they've already released so many of them, and some of them they've even caught, you know, already trying to attack the United States again, you know, down, you know, somewhere around the world. But anyway, though, so what's this purpose of Obama's trip over there to Asia? I mean, is there a purpose to it? I'm just kind of curious. I mean, he's just going over there saying hi or what?
Well, this is after the whole China thing, and so it's just it's another one of those goodwill gesture deals.
Yeah, I thought for there a minute there he was going to say something at that town hall meeting, get himself thrown in jail there or something. So
yeah, I know. I listen. We have actually something that we're going to use later about twittering and stuff, and it was pretty interesting. But you're right. He did step over a red boundary, if you will.
Last thing I saw comical this weekend. Did you see that deal with Maurice Jones-Drew with Jacksonville in the game on Saturday or on Sunday?
No.
Yeah, he's, you know, I guess I didn't watch the game. It wasn't broadcast, you know, and really. So, but I guess the Jets scored with about a minute or a couple minutes to go, and then we're up by 2 points, and Jacksonville got the ball and drove downfield, and I guess Jack Del Rio decided he wanted to be able to run the clock out, plus, you know, kick the field goal to win the game, and they were down, like, on the 6-yard line. So he told Maurice Jones-Drew, he told him, well, if you run up the middle, don't run into the end zone, because I'll stop the clock and give the ball back to the Jets, you know, even though they're going to give him the go-ahead score. So he runs up, and he kneels down at the 1-yard line. I've never seen anything like it, you know. And he looks through the line, he gets to the 1-yard line, he just falls down. And, of course, it runs the clock down. They go in, and it's just basically a PAT, you know, for the field goal kick. And they kick the field goal and win the game. But the funniest part about the whole thing is that he's, like, on the ESPN and everything. He's telling all his fantasy friends, you know, people that voted for him, you have to put him on their fantasy. I'm sorry, well, I got to do what the coach says, and we got to win. And, you know, and I know we would have had more points if I would have gone into the end zone. And I remember when Denver and Green Bay played, you know, Green Bay let Denver walk into the end zone with a couple minutes ago just to be able to get the ball back, you know.
I remember that.
You know, but I've never seen a player running right towards the end zone and he just kneels down. That was bizarre.
Wow, I didn't see that. I heard a little bit about it, but I didn't see it. I was watching some of the other games, and, of course, then the Sunday night game was bizarre, the ending there with Bill Belichick defending his call. It reminded me of a call that Barry Switzer made when he was coach for the Cowboys against the Eagles, yep, like in the mid-90s, and I was traveling with the Cowboys then, and I was in Philadelphia, and it was a play called Load Left, and it blew up in his face, and it was just like that with Belichick, and the fact that the Colts won that, I mean, what was he thinking? So that was another crazy one, too. It's been a wild NFL season, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, if he had, it's like you said, though. You said, hey, if we get the 3 yards, the game's over, we win, you know. But
yeah,
still, you know, if it had been at midfield or on the Colt 40, I'd have said, hey, you know, maybe that's a good idea, you know. But he's 30 yards. You tell him, hey, man, you got 2 minutes now to go 30 yards. I just think he wasn't in the right position on the field to pull off that call. And,
no.
And, sometimes it's he's got the best offense in the NFL, and, you know, sometimes it's arrogance, maybe. You know, you think, hey, we can get 2 yards, and, I mean, that's what Dallas thought back then. You know, they did go on to win the Super Bowl that year, by the way.
Fourth down decisions can be costly, my friend. Hey, you take care, Don.
All right, yeah, haven't won a playoff game since, right? So.
Yeah, that's right, and you see what happens, exactly. I wasn't going to tease you in that direction. Drive safely. Watch out for those snowflakes out there. Boy, and you do get it, too. Every time when we start to get in those winter months and start to even touch up against the winter, and Don calls us, he's telling us about some crazy, crazy weather. Hey, we're going to take more calls. We're almost up against it, but 800-259-5791. In case you got the reference where he was saying about Bud Adams, and I was talking about he's not going to go in the dungeon, by the way, but the owner was fined $250,000 because he flipped the bird to the Buffalo fans when he was actually celebrating Tennessee's win over the Bills. Of course, the commissioner immediately called the 86-year-old owner to tell him that is not good conduct. He was in his luxury suite, and he did it again on the field. And, wow, they whipped up on him, too, 41-17. So a couple of hours later, after the excitement of the moment, naturally he came back and apologized for doing that. And Goodell was at the game. So there was no way for him not to see this. He said he didn't mean it, that these types of things shouldn't happen. Phone calls, some emails coming up too, plus a dungeon moment here on America Tonight.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
In 1965, this was a sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time.
All right, we're talking about a couple of things here on ATN, including the New York trial, fair or foul. Try them in front of our very eyes and just lock it all down. Or try them with a military commission or tribunal, as it's normally called. Is that the better course of action? Of course, it's too late for that because it's definitely happening in New York. The Attorney General made the announcement on Friday, and you heard it here just a short time ago on ATN if you missed it. So it is happening, and along with four others that were involved, supposedly involved in 9/11. Brad is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for the call. What do you think, man?
Well, I think, for one, bringing those guys that close to ground zero to appreciate what they've done, to see that, I think is wrong altogether. Because I'm sure they'll be full of pride when they pass by or see the area that, you know, they had to do with. And the other guy earlier, he said, Don, if a judge gets in there and lets him go on some kind of technicality or something, I see a meltdown in New York.
Oh, absolutely. That would be a powder keg waiting to explode. I don't think that'll happen, but I don't know. You know, who says they're gonna get the civilian trial, then you gotta go through the jury, polling, which is gonna be very difficult. Who in New York isn't biased if you're
right.
Going that direction? Why? And that's the problem. Why should they have the same rights? They're war criminals. And
right.
There's the other part of this whole thing. They shouldn't be afforded the same rights that you and I are afforded. They're not Americans. They're are war criminals.
Well, I agree. And it's day and age. You can't tell me that they can't keep them somewhere in a bunker, in a hole somewhere, and hook up video links. They shouldn't even be in the courthouse.
I agree.
I mean, that could be done from coast to coast. And you don't know where
absolutely.
They're at. And then, you know, and it's like they're putting them in there, dragging them right to the spot for who knows why.
Well, who knows why? Because the reason is this current administration, and what they're saying is with the whole in running and winning is, look, the Bush guys were wrong. They the waterboarding and what happened, and it was terror. We're as bad as those that would terrorize us. were just as bad by doing what we did at Guantanamo, and it was against the law, and, you know, all those other accusations are part of this. Close down Gitmo, give them a trial. That's why, because we want to be perceived as the gentle giant, the United States. But in this case, I think, like idiots, like fools, like jackals, because who else is, you know, are they doing this somewhere else where they were attacked and 3,000 people died and the blood spilled on our streets? No. I mean, they're war criminals. And by the definition of that, it fits it. I mean, I can't say this enough with the legal experts we've had on. If you, just if you didn't want to take my word for it or just our opinions, if you look from the legal sense, there's no question there were, the things that were done were within legal limits. And so here we go, and this is what we're trying to, what, prove to the world. And if something happens, Brad, if something else happens, like there's some kind of a bomb that goes off, some kind of radical idiots do something in that area, oh, it'll be, if, you know, for Obama, that's it. Forget it. He's done. I can't see how he would get 4 more years, but it's yeah, risky business.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, someone's got to be thinking somewhere. I mean, come on. You know, you can't do that. I mean, you just can't bring them back to ground zero. I mean, maybe they're thinking it's justice. Well, we brought them right back while this happened, and now we're going to judge them. But, you know, it should never be in a civil court anyway. Regardless.
And that's what we go back to, Brad. You and I are in complete agreement on that. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.
It shouldn't be in a civil court anyway. Why should they be afforded the rights that Brad and I or anyone listening to America Tonight is, again, definition of war criminals, please. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi, Kate. What the fellow was calling about before was he's talking about the discovery aspect of the trial. And as you know, in a civil trial, all the government secrets, everything's going to be out on the table. We're affording them rights that they do not possess as terrorism, jihadist killers, but this is what they're doing. He's treating this as a law enforcement problem, which it is not. You just look at the scenes of the people bailing out of the Twin Towers. But I'm going to tell you why this guy is bringing Obama and Eric Holder. And Eric Holder works at the discretion of Obama. So if Obama tries to distance himself from this decision, he's lying to everybody. He's reopening this case because he wants to put not only the CIA on trial, but the whole United States. Well, remember this, America. When the blind sheik was on trial, they tried to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge. They didn't try. They wanted to. They actually the blind sheik is Bin Laden's. He's the top guy. They wanted to fly a plane into the Supermax prison in Colorado to get the blind sheik out. Ramzi Youssef, America, do not follow this narrative about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's nephew, Ramzi Youssef, was the actual. The mastermind of 9/11 wasn't Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. If you just, I know I'm a broken record, read Peter Lance's book, Triple Cross.
Yeah, but that's one opinion. Let me talk for a second. I have a lot of good CIA sources who say that that's not necessarily true. You're right. Now, Peter Lance, I too have read some of his 10,000 books, and some of them I think are incredible. A lot of them deal with conspiracy theories and piecing it all together. You're right. But it is definitely an opinion that he's not necessarily the mastermind, that he is complicit, however, in carrying out what happened.
What they tried to do is fly the planes into the building. And when Ramzi Youssef was locked up, they blew up Flight 800 in New York. The point I'm trying to make is, and this has a connection to Texas, all right, they will try something. They will try something, and they're also getting us acclimated to having the federal lockdown of the city and everything else, which is another topic, but they will try something again, and if it does happen, Obama should be and will be impeached. But don't make no mistake, they don't have to do something as big as they want. They will try something. And the point I'm making about Texas, another terrorist killer, they keep talking about a lone gunman and this and that. That's exactly what they said when Meir Kahane was assassinated in the Marriott Hotel, who was a Jewish leader. When they went to the terrorist who shot the guy, his house in Jersey, they found a treasure trove of information. And they stuck to the lone gunman theory like they're doing in Texas. But the point is, the prosecutor at the time was Christopher Christie, who's now the governor-elect in New Jersey. They squashed the terrorism investigation. So I know I may sound like I'm going in circles. I don't agree with they don't deserve to be brought here. But if he does, there should be another 911 commission. It should be opened up to tell you who was here and what was going on, because just as at the same time, just as we were failed before, and I'm not the only one to say this, some of those agents and these government officials, these prosecutors that failed us by not looking into terrorism, they failed us again and again, and he's doing it again by bringing these guys back into New York. And there was someone I heard really quick that there was a psychiatrist that worked at Gitmo that was on that Fort Hood. This may have been a cover-up. Shoot all these people to try to – it may have been to try to kill somebody that was at Gitmo. The point is they're still within our midst, and they will try something. And I don't want to be a victim because, you know, I'm in the city every single damn day.
But if
something does happen, you have my permission, America, to impeach this whole freaking administration. And it's just it's just sad because, you know, you were there. I was there 8 years ago.
Yeah.
They're affording these people that wouldn't give us the time of day. They would cut our throats as soon as talk to us. These benefits of the American citizenship, which they don't deserve. But they're still here. They're still in the mosque. They don't have the courage to tell them to get the hell out. Thanks, Kate.
Absolutely. You made a great point at the end there. He said they don't have the courage to tell them to get out because, again, it's that whole PC thing. Mark is right, over the top. And regardless, in giving them and affording the rights, whether you believe Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is the guy or Youssef or whoever, doesn't matter, affording them the rights because they were connected, all of them, to 9/11, affording them the rights that you and I would get is a big, big mistake. And Mark makes the point, connect the dots, which I think there is a great chance that something could happen in New York City. I certainly hope it doesn't happen. It's a big city. It's our biggest city. It's wide open. We have open borders, of course. I mean, that's the freedoms that were afforded in the United States. And I really, truly believe you're putting those freedoms at risk by trying them in New York. Maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe there is no technicality or anything that gets anybody off, and let's hope that doesn't happen. Of course, one of the things that Eric Holder, the attorney general, is saying is that the conviction rate is so high, and 90-some percent and whatever, but it's that one time for it not to happen where all hell would break loose, frankly, I think, in New York. Because as much as some people have forgotten about 9/11, certainly I know many of the people in New York have not forgotten the ties to their families and that hole in your heart that you feel when you look to that city and you still see the hole, because the hole is still there. And of course now the projects are being worked on, etc. But you can still definitely feel what happened in New York. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can throw in your two cents on this if you want to, or some of the other things that we're obviously talking about. We've got a dungeon moment coming up here in our next segment. We're going to wait till the next segment, but it's a doozy. And then also this, to tell you this. Wow, how about this Lou Dobbs stuff? CNN obviously wanted Lou Dobbs gone because he had a year and a half to go on his $12 million contract. And they paid him $8 million to go away, basically. That's not a bad payday, huh? Here, take $8 million to leave the network. Because what was happening is all the stories about illegal immigration, the anti-Obama birther movement stuff, you know, that the president wasn't born in Hawaii and is an American citizen. The CNN is saying they didn't attack Dobbs. You know, he had been there, 27 years? But they basically have said that they're trying to be opinion-free, middle-of-the-road alternative to the cable rivals. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Mm-hmm. On a talk show? Stay with us.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECA money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
City soon to be ground zero of a different type for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other conspirators in 9/11 being tried in our court system. Can you imagine? Just like we would be tried. And of course, Eric Holder says this is how it should be, the Attorney General. And I scoff at that and completely disagree. Many of the people that we've had on this show, militarily, those speaking from that point of view, and legally, people speaking from that point of view, think it's a complete joke that this is what's happening, and I fear for the people in New York. I really, really do. I hope nothing happens, but who knows, that there may be some violent kind of outbreak, protest, whatever. All right, before we take some more calls or actually go through some emails and whatnot, quickly, let's go to the dungeon. The dungeon moment is this. The Obama aide, Anita Dunn, needs to go away sooner rather than later. Check this out. You know how she's always lobbying these attacks on Fox News, which I'm not the great defender of Fox News. It's not about that, but it's about the fact that why is the president so concerned about how he appears on Fox News rather than, hello, Afghanistan, what's the strategy, what's going on with healthcare? He opened that Pandora's box, then tried to shove it down our throats as quickly as possible without giving it a lot of time. So not a lot of time for healthcare reform whatsoever, but in the meantime, Afghanistan, where we have people's lives dangling in the balance after 8 years, and yes, I know it's the first termer and all that, I agree, but this was on the plate right from the beginning, so what's the problem? This should have been hashed out 8 months ago. Should have been one of the priorities, certainly, right? So here's the scoop. So Anita Dunn is, again, going after Fox, but here's what she's praising. She's praising the investigative journalism of Comedy Central's Jon Stewart. Oh, please. I like Jon Stewart. I think he's a funny guy. He's got like 150 comedy writers, and they're clever in what they do. But what a bizarre comparison. So she criticized Fox for using edited footage of a rally to make it look like it was the opposition to the president's health care plan was actually bigger than it was. And then said it, and because Jon Stewart made fun of it, but that's what he does. He's a comedian. That's what they're supposed to do. They're making fun of that kind of stuff. And so, yes, it did come out. But how ridiculous to praise Comedy Central and Stewart Show, which, yes, is clever and comedy, but to call that investigative journalism is ridiculous. So the lines have definitely gotten blurred. So, Miss Dunn, please make your way to the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Exactly. I'll be sending her a key. I doubt she'll appear on America Tonight, but I'll try it anyway. And speaking of journalism, what I mentioned there right before that, Lou Dobbs, how about the head of CNN saying, oh, we're not trying to be so opinion like all the other cable things out there. We're trying to be middle of the road. We're trying to be middle of the road. I'm sorry. If you're a talk show host, how can you be milquetoast and middle of the road? You can be middle of the road if you don't have maybe a hardcore decision on a couple of things, but you have to have opinions, right? What are talk show hosts like without opinions? I have an answer to that, but I'll keep it to myself. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, me a dumb thing attacking Fox. Praise Jon Stewart. If I was Jon Stewart, I wouldn't, you know, let it go to my head because the lady praised Mao as well, so.
Yeah.
Exactly. She really don't have great, you know, think of character, and if I was Jon Stewart, I'd be denouncing that as much as possible.
Exactly.
Of course, they don't like Fox. Fox kind of picks things apart on them and doesn't give them the left side of the road to drive down. I want to talk about this whole thing on New York City. They're enemy combatants. They have no U.S. rights. They're not civilians. They have no business in a federal court because what's going to end up happening is it's going to open up things that we have no business knowing about our military and our intelligence. None. That's why we have one of the greatest intelligence agencies in the world. Not saying the greatest, but one of the greatest.
No.
We don't need to know everything that went on in Gitmo and how everything went on. You know, the president talks about transparency. And we've heard this before. He got into office, now that he's in office. But it seems like he's only letting things be transparent if he wants to be transparent. When they go into closed-door meetings about the health care bill, it doesn't seem too transparent to me. Now, I'm not lying, stuff, but I can figure out that's not transparent.
That's right.
And things that shouldn't be transparent, he wants to open up to the whole world. And I think he's just, it's kind of what you said a little bit ago, you know, about Anita Don and the whole Afghanistan. He didn't say it in so many words, but it's all political. It's what he thinks is going to make him put him back in. That's why I don't like Fox, because they pick apart things he does. He's the most, probably one of the most political, you know, Bill Clinton was a politician, there's no doubt.
Right.
But Obama is far, way beyond as far as a politician. He's only doing what he thinks is going to get him reelected, and he's going to hold off Afghanistan as long as possible until he does throw in some troops. And guarantee it, bet your sweet tail, when you talk about your connection to the Pentagon, since it's only going to be 15,000-20,000 come the 2012 election, he's going to say, but see, I didn't give them everything they needed. I sent them troops. I held back. I kept America from going all the way in a full force. But to the ones on the right, he's going to say, but I gave them the troops. I gave them the help they needed. So, I mean, the guy, it's all political, and he thinks if he brings these terrorists to New York City, and you know, Holder doesn't do nothing without his puppeteer. And when they bring him to New York City, he thinks it's going to help. You know, the people in New York City saying, you know what, he brought him here, he put him on trial, we got to watch the whole thing. The sad part is it's going to leak out so much about our CIA that we have no business knowing. So my point is, let's be more transparent about the BS that goes on behind closed doors with our bills that you're hiding and put behind closed doors because that's where we need them at. And let's be less transparent about our homeland security and the security of our people in the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Amen. What a note to end on. You're absolutely right, Stu. Thank you. It's why would we have all these things exposed? I mean, there is a reason why. I mean, here's the thing. It's like we keep walking down the scary road. It's like Mark. Mark has so much passion for the freedoms in this country, right? Mark in New York, and he calls in, and he'll get on his soapbox, and he'll talk about whatever it is. But you know that Mark says that because he loves living in America, just like I love living in America, and Stu loves living in America, because Stu can be with his kids and his new baby girl and love the hell out of his family and enjoy watching them grow up and play softball and do whatever. And we don't want that to go away. We don't want to be like everybody else. I have friends that live in other countries where they have to live behind armed gates because of where they choose to live for whatever reason, if it has to do with the job or whatever. I don't want to live that way. And it seems like there is this fork in the road. We don't want to head down that other part of the road. And the more that we reveal too much, hey, here's this transparency. The other guy screwed up. The previous administration screwed up. Here's what they did, and here's all this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The more it harms the organizations that are protecting us, because you have to say, look at recently all the plots that have been thwarted, the FBI with what they've been able to do recently, the CIA. You talk to some of these guys off the record, and they are like over the top with how much their hands are tied and what they have to do to maneuver around certain situations and how, really, honestly, it scares them to death. And you think of warfare now and what so many of our soldiers are doing and how they're engaged in pursuing this new kind of enemy and how they're hamstrung. And of course, this goes back to the same thing. It goes back to information when it's convenient and no information when it's not convenient. That's the problem I have. If you're going to be transparent and proclaim yourself as transparent, then you have to be that all the way across the board, but certainly we're not seeing that. All right, you can send me an email on any of the stuff we talked about. I promise at some point in one of our hours we'll get to the mailbag. It is americatonight.net. It was Dale Carnegie, of all people. I've never quoted Dale Carnegie, who said, one of the most tragic things I know about human nature is that all of us tend to put off living. We are all dreaming of some magical rose garden over the horizon instead of enjoying the roses that are blooming outside our windows today. Take it to heart.
Why can't you guys just stay on message? Remember the Bush team? A little bit of discipline, a little bit of repetition. They sold us a war nobody wanted and nobody needed.